Good day once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio with your host, Pastor Bob Peterson, and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. Tell you something, Pastor Bob, you want to talk about a wild election? A wonderful election. And I'll tell you something else. You know, I don't know what it is that we're going to need to be doing here in the future, folks, with regard to getting more people to show up at the polls, you know, over in the state of Washington and as well over in the state of Idaho. We're going to be covering a little bit of election results there with regard to Washington State, but we're going to be concentrating predominantly here on what happened over in the state of Idaho. You know, folks, with that mail-in ballot system that the state of Washington has got, unfortunately, we're not going to see a certified election for at least another 1 to 2 weeks, and that's just the nature of the beast with that mail-in ballot system. I personally would much rather go to the polls, you know. I mean, it was an opportunity to see your neighbor, see some other friends and things like that, participate in an exit poll.
Well, it feels like you're really doing something, Mike, when you do that.
Absolutely. You betcha. Well, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, again, welcome to Christian Conservative Radio. You know, we are here at noon every Saturday on 106.5 FM in the Spokane Coeur d'Alene corridor, and as well, five other affiliate stations, which actually broadens our reach all the way to Western Montana, all of the Northern Panhandle, Northeastern Oregon, and as well, Eastern Washington. I'll tell you something, folks, you guys got to log on when you get that opportunity. Please do so by logging on to www.rallyright.org. Again, rallyright.org. If you're not capable of doing that internet thing, please, by all means, give us a telephone call at 208-987-0005. And with that, Pastor Bob, how about a little bit of an idea what you got in store for us today?
Well, you know, Mike, I'd like to, first of all, I want to thank the Lord for the victory we had in Idaho.
You bet.
You know, and over the nation. And so I think, you know, we've never done this before, but I think we should have an opening prayer. Just thanking the Lord for what he's done, because we've been working on this for years, and there's a big change out there. And let's hope that it keeps going and people look toward God to the victory. So let's pray. Father, we come before you now, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done here in Idaho and Washington. And Lord, especially in the nation right now, there's a big change coming. And people, I hope that they seek toward you, that they go toward you, Lord, that they get on their knees and bow before you and say, Lord, what do you want us to do, Lord? And that they would lead this nation back into righteousness, that the leaders would be focused on you, that they would come about and say, what can I do? What does God want me to do? And Lord, instead of compromising all of these backsliding things, that they would stand forward like never before, and with this new mandate of all the things that have happened, that you would just bless it, Lord. Let this be the turnaround that we've been looking for. And so, Lord, let the people come back to you. If the people do not look to you, there will be no change. But if the people turn back to you, there will be. So we pray for your Holy Spirit. Bless this show today. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you want to talk about on the national level changing some things. You can call it what you will. I call it a referendum on Obama's policy. Pastor Bob, he's calling it a mandate on the Republicans to basically keep the Obama administration in check. So what do you say, Pastor Bob?
Well, you know, on this program, I've been very clear to everybody. I am a Republican only because of its platform and what I believe in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe they stand by the things that are righteousness and good. The Republican Party has been infiltrated by a lot of no goods.
They have
been. You know
been.
What I mean? And they have been bringing it down. I think it's deliberate. You know, if they can make it into Liberal Party number one and Liberal Party number two, they would. But you know what? We're not done with it. So ever since we started Rally Right 6 years ago, we inspired Christians to get involved in Idaho. And mm-hmm. Idaho has been completely changed. It was only a few conservatives in office in the panhandle of Idaho just 4 years ago. And because we started 6 years ago and started getting precinct committeemen elected, Christian conservatives, and with their values, we now have about 75% of all the elected officials are now Christian conservatives in the panhandle of Idaho. That's state representatives, state senators, commissioners, right on down the line, you know, especially in Kootenai County. And just, it's just been one person after another, Mike.
Well, I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob. we can definitely be praising God on that. And, you know, the work is not done, as you said. I mean, we've been able to capture roughly 75% of the elected positions there in the state of Idaho. And again, there is still some work to be done for sure. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Conservative Radio is all about motivating and inspiring fellow Christians and others out there. Get re-engaged in your local communities, your local government, because I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, if we can get Christians to step up to the plate, get re-engaged in their local governments and whatnot, I'm telling you what, there is nothing that can stop us Christians here from turning around some of these social ills that have been foisted on us.
Well, Mike, you know, our mission statement is to bring together and empower like-minded Christians who will be active in safeguarding our freedom, our way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country. These like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer and fellowship, and the Christian Conservative Creed.
And that Christian Conservative Creed, ladies and gentlemen, is as follows. We believe in the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, freedom, the Constitution, states' rights, justice, individual rights, the right to life, marriage, and that would be the union of one man and one woman. Personal responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be touching upon that one again. National security, fiscal responsibility, and finally, support for Israel. I'll tell you something, folks, you know, over the course of the last few years with Rally Right, that particular organization, the effort that Pastor Bob and I are making here on Christian Conservative Radio has resulted in a little over 5,000 people signing up and providing us with their contact information. That's a little over 5,000 people that are logging on to www.rallyright.org to basically glean some of the information that we've got on that website. Again, it's there to help you folks in your own geographic areas to try and identify and develop those folks that you feel could become or would be good Christian conservative leaders. And as well, you know, once again, for all those folks that are not internet capable, please call us at 208-987-0005 for sure.
Well, it's so important, Mike. And, you know, we're all already a part way into the show here. But, you know, there's a person who, when I started Rally Right, I started it out and I just, we made the Christian Conservative Creed. And, you know, Christians just came from all over and joined up with that. And one person was a person named Melanie Vanderfeer. You know?
You bet.
And she started United Conservatives. She is a precinct committeeman. She got elected to precinct committeeman. She not only that, but after just 1 year in the whole state of Idaho, of all the precinct committeemen in the Republican Party, which is, what is it, 1,500 to 2,000 or something, she won precinct committeeman of the year as the hardest worker and pulling things together. I have seen when Christians get involved and they know what God wants them to do, they move ahead. She also has the Christian Conservative Caucus, which has been instrumental in doing so many things over the Central Committee of the Republican Party. So, you know, I don't want to build up the Republican Party, but it's a tool. And you as a Christian, if you get involved as a Christian in your local government, in the Republican Party, and change that one party, you know, and carry it out, we can bring it back, you know, and restore it. And so, Melanie, I'd like to introduce you right now. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And thank you for having me here today. It's
oh,
a pleasure.
Betcha. You betcha. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and just kind of dive into what is or what has been going on over there in the state of Idaho. You know, like I said during the onset of this show, big, big difference in the election styles between the two states. You folks are going to the polls. Therefore, you've got election results almost immediately at your fingertips. Whereas over here in Washington State with the mail-in ballot system that we've got that, you know, unfortunately, folks, is providing a lot of opportunity for fraud and a whole lot of bad things. We are not going to be able to certify the election over here in Washington State for at least, like I said, another 1 to 2 weeks as a result.
Well, Melanie, what has happened over the last few years? How did you get started and how did it move ahead and how did it get to be where we are with this victory today in Idaho?
Okay, well, I just want to say that, first of all, I believe in righteous people as our leaders. And so I always stand on Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority. No, I'm sorry. When the righteous are in leadership, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And so what I believe is that's what we have to do. We have to get our righteous people getting up, the ones believers in God, fearing Him, going into the political realm because of I believe there's so much corruption in politics these days, and people are discouraged by it. So if the more good and righteous people we have leading us, the more the people are going to want to get back into voting and being a part of things. So,
well, Melanie, I know you're a dynamic leader, you know, but I'll tell you, it's not, you don't call on being a dynamic leader. You're a grandma. You have how many grandchildren?
Gosh, 10 grandchildren.
10
now?
Oh my gosh. Yes. The last, I think I talked to you a month ago, it was nine.
It was.
Pretty
and
soon
now
it's
got a new
be
one.
15. And so you have huge responsibilities,
yes,
but yet you've done all these things in the last few years. And you pulled people together and got the things done. So what came about with getting everything going?
Well, as you – and it does take hard work, I have to say. But I believe we have to stand up now for our country. Our country's failing, and so we all have to work hard. So as we find good, righteous people to run, here we had a fantastic win in Kootenai County for the righteous. We've got our commissioners, godly, righteous men now, and our senators, our legislators, all serving God and loving Him. And so I believe they're going to go down to Boise with power of the Holy Spirit, and God is going to do a mighty thing through these men and women. And so I'm so excited to see what has happened here. Truly the hand of God.
Well, name some of those people, Melanie.
Oh, gosh, let me talk
go
about,
over
okay.
a few of them.
Well, Representative Ron Mendive, for one. Representative Vito Barbieri. Now newly elected Eric Redmond as legislator. Senator Steve Vick. Senator Bob Nonini. He used to be a representative, now a senator. But not just them. Gosh, who else? Mary Sousa. Yeah. Mary Sousa is new legislator. And Kathy Sims. All the way down the line, all of our people, excuse me, but also our commissioners, Mark Eberline, David Stewart.
Yeah.
Yes. And so these are just fantastic, godly, righteous men. So we're really excited to see them start and what they're going to be doing.
Oh, you betcha. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, that is extremely exciting to me. And, you know, during the onset of the show, we kind of indicated that we did see some pretty decent wins at the federal level here, Pastor Bob. And so much so that we've actually taken control by a couple of extra seats. We've actually been able to capture 7 seats in the U.S. Senate. And now we have the majority in the U.S. Senate. You know, we already had the majority in Congress, but ended up gaining a few more seats.
Well, not only that, but the biggest gain in Congress since 1949.
Yeah,
and
you
so
betcha.
It's the biggest turnover for Republicans there. But, you know, are the Republicans going to do it this time, Mike?
Well, I'll tell
are
you.
They got it one time and they just stalled out completely.
Well, I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob. You know, I mean, I definitely wanted to jump in sideways there when Melanie was making her statement with regard to these Christian conservative leaders and the Holy Spirit heading on down to Boise. Because I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, don't rest your laurels on that alone. These politicians, these elected officials, they need our help. We need to come together in prayer teams.
Yes.
We need to be praying over them. We need to be praying over the issues that confront not only the state of Washington, the state of Idaho, but the rest of the United States and the world.
Well, that's for sure, Mike. And, well, I'll tell you, it was not only a victory in Kootenai County, but it was also a victory up in Bonner County. And so we got Heather Scott in there and Sage Dixon up there. Down in the south in Shoshone was Shannon McMillan. And so I just can't even believe it. 6 years ago, I go, what's wrong with the Republican Party? We got Rally Right Together. Thousands of people signed up over a period of a year, and it started to grow. And then all these precinct committeemen got elected. It started a branch up in Bonner and one in Shoshone. But then other people took it over. I couldn't, you know, it's too hard to take care of everything. But anyway, so it has grown into a big conservative movement over there. But I believe it's because of God's blessing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just moving ahead all the time. But this victory in the United States on the national levels, too, is a fantastic thing. And it's just getting better all the time. And so I'll tell you, it's just I have the newspaper with me today, Mike.
Wonderful.
And right here it says Kootenai County election results. And it gave all the things like what Melanie said right there. And we've got, you know, our good congressmen and senators in there. But then on the second page, it's Obama won't budge. You know what I mean? And man, he got up there and he's just going to defy the voters. He's just going to say, hey, forget you. And so I don't know where this is going to lead to, Mike. But I'll tell you, I believe that righteousness is beginning to take control of things again, and I believe God is going to use his people if they stand by him. But if we get weak and we don't bring God and invite him with us in prayer and everything and bring him together, we're going to fail again.
You betcha.
And so what are we going to do, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob. You know, I mean, before we get a little bit too late here in today's broadcast, I do want to share with the listeners out there some of the things that are going on here in the state of Washington as well as Spokane County.
Yes.
And I'll start off by saying this. You know, we have 344 precincts in Spokane County, and we issue the number of registered voters that we have here is 281,536. Now, there were, up until today, a total of 114,817 ballots cast for a percentage rate of almost 41%. Now, here's the fallacy with that mail-in ballot system, folks. We're looking at least 42,000 more ballots that need to be counted. That's just in Spokane County. And you know, the state of Washington is comprised of 39 counties, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, when it's all said and done with the 42,000 ballots that are left to be counted, and these are not absentees, these are not military coming in from overseas. These are ballots that came in through the mail that were dropped off at the ballot boxes at the last minute on Tuesday night. When it's all said and done, folks, we're still talking about a voter turnout of less than 50%. Unfortunate. But the good news is, over here in Spokane County, with the various legislative districts that we do have, a lot of our Christian conservative leaders did maintain their offices, gained offices, and we're talking about by very respectable margins. Okay. It was just absolutely amazing. You know, unfortunately, a good friend of mine, as well as a couple of good friends of mine, as well as candidates that we were definitely rooting for in Aline Lindstrand,
yes,
who was running for county auditor, she didn't make it. And as well, our friend and associate, Tim Benn, who was trying for 3rd Legislative District, City of Spokane State Rep, didn't make it either. But you know, the other candidates that we featured here on Christian Conservative Radio in the past, they made it with flying colors. They've actually got that foot in the door there, and by, like I said, very respectable margins.
Well,
so the Holy
Mike,
Spirit is definitely working here in Spokane County. Now, before we switch gears, though, Pastor Bob, there is one thing that I definitely need to be imposing upon our listeners to do, and that is this. Our friend and candidate in the 4th Congressional District, Mr. Clint Didier, that you have heard from here on Christian Conservative Radio just in the last month, he's in a very, very tough race with another Republican, ladies and gentlemen, of all things, another Republican. I'm telling you, it just gets my ire when you get two Republicans bumping heads. It's just not a good thing. But the point of the matter is this, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Clint Didier is behind by just over 2,400 votes, folks. Again, behind by 2,400 votes. He needs our prayers. He needs those prayer teams that have come together to pray over him, pray over that vote count, pray over the voter turnout there in his congressional district over there. Because I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, he could change the face of Northwest politics being the Christian conservative leader that he is. He would become the most conservative congressional delegate coming out of Washington State, and that's something that we need, because I'll tell you, if we can get him into office, he is going to be putting together the Christian Conservative Coalition, yes, as well as the Liberty Caucus over there in Washington, D.C., and he is going to be building the ranks of that particular organization.
Well, that's great. Well, next week's show is going to be an update on Washington politics.
You betcha.
And we'll be probably giving you a final on almost everything there and what's going on. But Melanie, hey, I'd like to get into one thing today. How did you as a precinct committeeman and the other precinct committeemen in Kootenai County affect everything to change this? How did you do it?
Well, it was organizing all the conservatives together in unity in one mind. But most of all, it was putting God first. Always praying, always asking God to lead us and guide us and helping us to know the right things to do. And so I'm giving God all the glory for that, as he did amazing things through a group of people believing in him, trusting in him. He can do great things.
Well, Melanie, how did these precinct committee men in the primary go out? And then now this led to the victory here in November. How did it all work? What did they do?
Okay. Well, in the primary, they did. It was a unifying, really, of Christian people, giving the churches a ballot of all the Christian candidates running and saying, please vote for them. So not more people voted, really, in the church, but they were unified in their vote. So we had amazing wins. But now the next step is to, how do you get the church to come out in bigger numbers? They say 20% of the church votes, but we need 80%, and we could change the world. If we had 80% of the church getting up in the Holy Spirit with the power of God and voting for righteous people, we could end abortion in one election cycle. We could do so much good, but it's how do you get them to do that is what we have to figure out.
Well, that's it. And also, you know, these precinct committee men, they went door to door. How many thousands of doors did you go to with precinct committee men in the primary?
Thousands and hundreds of doors.
Right,
yes,
so
they did.
So we organized a whole lot of people to go out and do that.
Yes.
And they did their work. They got elected for their precinct, and then they also put it everywhere. And then they put out all the flyers for everybody and just kind of said, hey, people don't know who to vote for. And when you say, hey, here's the Christian conservatives, you know, the precinct committee men said, here's a list of the people who to vote for. And it was all organized. And when they get involved, things really happen, don't they?
Yes, it makes a big difference.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'll tell you something there, folks. You know, here's what I see in the future, in the near future, because it's happening right here in Spokane County for us Washingtonians. And what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we referred to the pulpit, we referred to the church. Well, it just so happens that there is an article in the latest Inlander magazine, and it features several pastors who are going to tell the IRS to go shove it, because they are going to be putting together what they call a free church, which is a non-501c3 organization. It's going to be a wonderful experiment, and they are going to be able to preach the politics from the pulpit. So it is going to be a major, major change in the dynamics that we've seen in the past. And I'm hoping that is going to stray across the state line.
You know, everybody thinks that this – I talk to Christian people today and say politics should not be in the church. For 200 years of this country, the church was so involved in helping getting righteous leaders, and it made such an influence. And then somewhere along the line, the liberals and the ungodly convinced Christian people that it was unrighteous to talk about politics.
That's
in the
right.
church. And then the 501c3. But, you know, Mike, I want to go quickly to 1 Kings chapter 18. And what are the people – we can do all we can do to get people elected, but it's what they're going to do. And so, you know, Elijah was on Mount Carmel. He was standing before Ahab and Jezebel, you know, and they were against him. They killed all the prophets, but God sent Elijah there. And boy, that must have been a scary thing for him. But he went forward and stood before all these wicked people. And they called all the children of Israel together. And so Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. And this is what's been happening. God's calling us, but the people are just standing there. I don't know where to go. What's so hard about that? Go with God. You know, stand before him. Don't worry about your life and limb. Say, I'm going to do what's right above anything, you know, and go with him. And next week, we're going to talk more about this story on the second edition, which is Washington elections next week. But I'm going to talk more about Mount Carmel and what we need to do as people and what God honors.
You betcha. And with that, Melanie, would you close us in prayer, please?
I would love to. Father, we just come before you, and how we praise you and thank you, God, for the amazing elections and how your hand was in it. And God, we just give you absolute praise and glory for that. So Father, now we ask that you would wake up your people and let them know what to do and how to do it. So God, we just look forward to you coming back and shining brightly upon our country once again. So we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we head on out the door, just bear in mind, here's what we need to be doing, folks. I know we're all weary. We're all tired. We're out there. We're praying. We're working real hard. Here's what we need to be doing, folks. We can't give up. You need to be praying to God. You need to be praying to our Lord. Ask Him for a booster shot of the Holy Spirit. And with that, as we head on out that door, all you fathers, grandfathers out there, grab that family. Praise and glorify God. Give the family a great big hug and a kiss. Take them somewhere nice. Bye-bye.